Well, the full return to offices, we're told, is being delayed until next spring in response to the rising COVID cases. That's according to the Tánaiste. A staggered return to the office was still possible, he said, but a full return wouldn't happen until spring 2022. We're joined now by Mary Connaughton, Director of the Chartered Institute of Personnel and Development. And Mary, does that tally with what's actually happening on the ground?
Well, I think for a number of organisations, yesterday's announcement means that they're going to have to push out their return to office plans until at least February. But for a number of companies, they didn't know, without knowing what was happening on the physical distancing front, they didn't know whether or not they had the space to bring people back. Now, quite a number of employers had already decided to push out their reopening timeline, mainly because they couldn't deal with the uncertainty of not knowing when or whether they could open, but also to show a more cautious and careful approach around managing the pandemic and to help like both employees and customers understand what the business was doing. So now I suppose we're waiting on the work safety protocol, which will give more advice around that. But this for many organisations is a transitionary phase. So trying to reintroduce people back to the workplace, because that workplace has changed quite a lot with new measures, new entrances, new ways to manage common areas. And also there's a lot more people who have joined the organisation who've never been on site. So we're encouraging people to look at this as a transitionary phase, work out what the balance of future smart working is going to be between people needing to be on site and people needing to be at home, and to treat it like an induction.
Is there a question, Mary, of liability on the part of the employer if, for example, an employee has come back to work over the last number of, come back to the office, I beg your pardon, over the last number of weeks, and they want to return to work from home because of the rising COVID cases, but they've been refused, and then if COVID is contracted at work?
In the main, what the rules around returning to work have been to do it on a staggered and as necessary basis. The reality is that with a virus out there, employees are at risk both in their personal lives and in their work lives of getting the virus. But we don't have many instances of it turning up in workplaces, thankfully. So it's not necessarily that the employer is liable, but we would be encouraging employers to let people who want to work from home work from home. And there are concerns around travel and transport. It's difficult to manage care arrangements when it's unpredictable. And overall, we think, you know, people should need a clear purpose to come to the office. It's not a matter of everyone in or everyone out, but try and organise people had to have some time in the office and some time at home.
Are you hearing examples of employees being pressured to return to the workplace?
We know there are examples out there where, based on the nature of the work and particular work activities, that people are being asked to come in for that. And some organisations did, as part of their staggered return, try to bring in people, say, 2 days a week and or 3 days a week. So they have been trying that out. So it is happening out there. But more and more what we're hearing is employees, you know, who've been very productive while they have been working from home are saying, why do we need to be in the office? One thing we're conscious of, particularly at this time of the year, is that well-being is an important agenda. And we have found out over the pandemic that that's really more difficult to manage in a virtual workspace. So that social connection and meeting people in the workplace and that collaboration is important. So we do think bringing people back on a phased basis for that sort of activity is important. But otherwise, individual activities should be left to be carried out individually at home.
Okay, thank you very much, Mary, for talking to us. Mary Connaughton, Director of CIP. Ireland.